a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park to enjoy the best summer drink specials anywhere in the Quad Cities. Beer and baseball in the summertime is an American tradition, and as good as it gets. It's even better when you can buy your beers on sale. Mondays, enjoy our brews and brats, $3 craft beers and $3 grilled brats. On Tuesdays, Busch Lights are just $2. Wednesdays, summer shandies are just $2. And Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays with $2 beers and pops all night long. Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast isn't really as good as it gets, but like our beer, it is relatively easy to swallow and can be very intoxicating. They're the boys of summer. Enjoy today's podcast.
And I'll say this, if you like River Bandits baseball, and we all do, you got plenty of opportunities here in the next 2 weeks, huh, Darren?
Son of a bitch.
Welcome, everyone, to Dave and Darren's Top
yeah,
5
you
Things.
Do. You got plenty of opportunities.
Of course, of course.
This is episode number 738. Yeah, you got quite a little homestand here, and an all-star break squeezed in the middle of it.
13 games in 16 days.
The only 3 days you're not playing is the All-Star break.
Right.
So.
And I apparently for, I don't know, I suppose it's politics, I didn't make the All-Star team again.
Is there an All-Star team for, like, behind-the-scenes people?
I don't believe so.
Well, there ought to be. Who do I write to? Is there a commissioner?
There is a commissioner.
I will write
commissioner
to
Commissioner Gordon.
Dear Commissioner Gordon.
Just send a signal in the sky. Mm. He knows what to do.
Was in the this month's Mad magazine, mm-hmm. And yes, I do subscribe.
Of course, you do, and you get a free copy of Cracked with that.
No, Cracked is no longer a magazine.
Oh.
I was disappointed to find out. And apparently, it went under like 20 years ago. I was
sound right.
I know. I was getting a subscription to Mad magazine, No, here's the thing. Officially, I got the Mad magazine for the boy.
Right.
Right.
Sure. Yeah.
And Jenny says, "Well, is this really appropriate for a 9-year-old?" No, that's the whole point. It's Mad Magazine.
It wasn't appropriate for me when I was 9.
It's not appropriate, and I'm 45. There's things where I go, "Oh my, that's this is kind of naughty." There's a really great.
It's another take on Rocky IV.
Well, they really are letting the movies of Hollywood have it in this issue.
They always do.
They are really sticking it to Hollywood in the new issue, and. There's a comic where Commissioner Gordon climbs to the top of the... And I swear they've got the same guys doing the comics that were doing them when we were kids. Commissioner Gordon climbs to the top. He turns on the bat signal.
Uh-huh.
And then he's attacked by like 500 bats.
That's a good joke.
I know. I was like, this is great.
It's a good joke.
You're damn right I'm going to have this in the house. Appropriate for a 9-year-old. What is anymore? I don't know. Yeah. It's the same cartoonists.
Same guys.
A lot of it looks new and very modern, but some
of it...
Do they
still have where you fold it in for the secret?
Oh, yeah.
That you almost have to have that, don't you?
Yeah, this one's about the Florida real estate market. And when you fold it up, it turns out the future of the Florida state market is everything is underwater.
Mm.
Very well done. Mm-hmm. And you know the thing about those fold and flips or whatever it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Real think pieces. Really get you thinking.
They sure are.
Yeah. Yeah, welcome to the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Darren, we've got quite a lot to get to today, and
okay.
We really don't have a ton of time because we're trying to squeeze this in during your lunch hour, so we might as well get the show on the road here, huh?
What did you make for me?
Oh, was it your understanding you were going to eat lunch here?
Triscuits, maybe?
You get nothing
maybe
like
not.
It. No. I didn't know that you were going to expect a meal.
I'll find a bag of popcorn somewhere. Don't.
Well,
don't
yeah, I mentioned at a ballpark. You got plenty of those.
Don't you sweat it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
I ain't sweating anything.
No, I'm not sweating. I'm going to go take a nap. Is what I'm going to go do. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Here's a good idea to cool off. And it is a muggy one out there. It is just kind of ick.
Looking forward to mowing the lawn when we're done with this.
Well, that's a good workout for you. That'll be a good sweat for you.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a iced latte. Whatever your favorite hot latte is, they can serve it iced. Isn't that just a miracle? A miracle of science.
There's a 9-year-old in the other room. He's supposed to be at Splash Landing right now.
Oh, that's right. He's not at school.
No. He's supposed to be at Splash Landing. He decided to take the day off from the Splash Landing field trip because he really worked out a lot yesterday. Used a bunch of muscles he's not used to moving. And so he just wants to take the day to just heal.
Boy, I tell you what. Talk about having it by the tail.
Passing up Splash Landing.
By the tail.
I just,
he could go have a fish stick lunch.
I know it.
I think they still serve fish sticks there.
I took him to the new trampoline park in town last night. So he's like, I used a bunch of muscles I haven't used in a while.
When's the last time you used them?
It's been a while. So I'm too sore to go out to that Splash Landing today.
If anyone needs me, I'll be on the couch. All you do is lay back and slide down.
That was the argument I tried to make.
And then when you hit the water, it's quite refreshing.
Well, here's the thing. He goes, Dad, if it was just my upper body, it would be one thing. But the lower body is really what's killing me.
Sure.
I'm like, what? Where is this coming from? I really need to take today just to heal myself.
Might have got it out of Mad Magazine for all I know.
Grizzled old man.
Yeah. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast, of course, also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. If you'd like to reach out to us, please do so. Use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, one location already open. That's the one that is located just south of Milan on Route 67. They are open from 11 a.m. till 8 o'clock with expanding hours. And the Davenport store opens tomorrow. They are going to be open at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, and we'll be out there doing a podcast on Saturday, June 30th. So write that down. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. And again, the Davenport store opens tomorrow at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, mayo, and more, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today when you're there for lunch and or dinner. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
All right. You ready for the top
small
five?
Small ones.
I just went over there. I'm like, you want to come on? Defend yourself, because we're really letting you have it. Really,
he's too sore.
Yeah, he's like, I can't move.
I'm not interested in defending myself to your audience. For what thing?
Number one.
Couldn't care less what those people think. I don't even know who your audience is.
I don't even know. I'll be honest with you, old man. I don't even know if you have those things plugged into anything. It could just be you and your weirdo friend just talking into nothing.
This is just
every other day for an hour.
This might be community service that you guys are been sentenced to.
So
You know what you did.
Number one.
You're a couple gargoyles is what you are. That's what I think. You look like a couple gargoyles. Ooh. What an entrance.
Weezer.
Yes, Weezer.
Has their first hit in over a decade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it happened because this teenage girl kept bombarding them on Twitter, demanding that they do a cover of Africa by Toto.
Mm. And that's the hit?
And they finally did it, and now it's getting such traction. It's their first hit.
What's it on the charts?
Well, I mean, it's in the top 100.
Oh, okay.
And it's at number 89 right now.
With a bullet.
It's their highest charting song since If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, made it all the way up to number 81 back in 2009.
That was a good song.
It was a good song. Yeah, this was a campaign from a single fan who started an account at Weezer Africa. And she just wanted to hear
them do it.
Them do Africa over and over and over again. She just kept tweeting saying, hey, make this happen, make this happen. And then they were like, okay, well, we will if you just stop sending this to us. So then they went in the studio and cut this. Huh. It's I think it's pretty fun. And the thing is, too, it's like this is like a 14-year-old girl that did this.
Yeah.
How a 14-year-old knows anything about this song?
Grandma, maybe. Sounds a lot like Toboggan.
You know, someone brought up Toboggan the other day, and I struggled to remember what that was. It was fun. I'll tell you who's super happy about this. Steve Lukather of Toto.
Lukather, yes.
Okay, well, he's getting money he hasn't gotten in a while.
Sure, I'll take it.
He's taking it. Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you. Sounds too like they put some time on this.
Sure.
Let me ask you this. The song...
Very toboggan-like.
It does sound exactly
from their One Boat Accident album.
I forgot the name of the album. Someone was reaching out on the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line the other day, wondering where the toboggan t-shirts were.
Uh-huh.
I was like, toboggan t-shirts? What the Sam Hill are you talking about?
I was thinking about that myself. It might be worth revisiting.
Well, I'll let you get right to work on it. You're the guy that has the t-shirt in, not me. This Toto Africa was a big hit in what, summer of 82?
82 or 83, yeah.
How high did that go on the charts, would you guess?
Top five?
Did it go to
number one?
This is number 89, so that qualifies as the biggest hit that Weezer's had in 10 years. Came on, it's from Toto 4.
Mm-hmm.
Released as a single September 30th, 1982. Went to number one on the charts.
Number one.
February 5th, 1983. It would be Toto's only number one song.
Rosanna didn't go to number one?
No, I guess not. Was that on the same record?
I believe it was.
Was that on Toto 4?
It was a monster.
Rosanna was... I think that was before. Or was it...
I think it might have been released as the single before it.
Rosanna is from... Toto 4. Yeah, that was the first single. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Africa and Rosanna from the same record. Wow. Rosanna only went as high as number two.
Mm.
It was number two for five consecutive weeks. Got blocked by two different songs. Don't You Want Me by the Human League.
Mm-hmm.
And Survivor's Eye of the Tiger.
Well, what are you going to do about that?
You can't stop the Eye of the Tiger. It's 1982.
You didn't stand a chance.
Never. It's not even fair.
Mad Magazine's doing a send-up of Rocky III.
Now, I mentioned how I think it's weird that a 14-year-old would be that into Weezer, but don't the kids in Geneseo come out to Toto's Hold the Line in the Green Machine? Isn't Toto a big part of the pregame festivities there for the Geneseo Green Machine?
It might be.
Oh, I'm certain.
But
it is.
I don't think it's. I think it's just because it's someone's favorite song in the press box.
Oh, it's not what the kids like?
No, I don't think it has anything to do. I don't think it has any.
It doesn't. You're telling me Toto doesn't resonate to today's 16 to 17 year old boy?
No, they're not really trying to fire up the Green Machine. It's just that I like this song.
I'm not in the way that you the things that you say that you do.
I'm gonna play this song because I like it. That's what. That's why it's going to happen.
Yeah, Toto, when I was a... Well, geez, I would have been Owen's age when Africa was a hit. Toto was like... They had a bunch of hits in the 70s, and this was like their comeback record, Toto 4, right? Did they have any other hits after that?
I don't believe so.
A Los Angeles band, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Wasn't Bobby Kimball in that
yes,
band?
Yes, it was. That's right. A bunch of studio musicians.
You're just the best. It doesn't look like they really had any success after Toto 4. What did they come up with? Did they release Toto 5? Are we still waiting on it? It's like Boston. I got to wait 30 years for the
follow-up. They released Rocky 5, and Mad Magazine did a send-up of it.
Oh, they really let him have it, too. I'll tell you what. They really made that Sylvester Stallone look foolish.
Two.
Two.
Number two.
They do love the savage Sylvester Stallone.
Speaking of 70s boxers and foolish things, PPG, President Trump says he wants to pardon Muhammad Ali.
For what?
For not going to Vietnam.
Okay.
A couple of problems with that. Obviously, I mean, the fact that Muhammad Ali's dead.
Yes.
I don't know how much good a pardon does him. Also, the Supreme Court vacated the conviction in 1971 in a unanimous decision.
Right, so it's not really necessary.
There's nothing to pardon.
There's nothing to pardon.
But he's been working on this very hard. He's going to pardon Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. Muhammad's widow says, maybe focus on a living person and someone who actually needs a pardon. Because in a way, you're making it sound like my husband did something wrong.
Yes. So my guess is if he was still with us, he would probably say pass.
It would take him a while to get there, but he would say that, yes. Number three.
Number three.
Have you been to Sonic yet? Because they just released it. It's the Pickle Juice Slush. A slush comes in a bright green color, available for a limited time, made out of pickle juice. Like a Slurpee made out of pickle juice. People are going crazy for it, I guess.
They got something at Aldi's now called a half sour.
What's that?
It's still a cucumber in a brine, but it's not really pickled.
So they only did half the job?
I mean, it still tastes much more. It tastes more cucumbery than it does pickly, and it's just fantastic.
It does sound like that'd be right up your alley.
Oh, it is.
But so it's got like a.
It's got a brine, but
the hint of a pickle.
It's got the hint of a pickle, but it is not. It still tastes like a fresh cucumber. Oh boy, you got to try it.
All right,
check it out.
I'm on board.
But I also need to check out the Sonic Pickle Slush.
They say it's sweet and tangy. The bright brine compensates for the over-savoriness that you might have been worried about. You won't understand why, but you'll keep going back for more sips.
Oh, I know why. I'll go back.
That's according to Food and Wine magazine's Maria Yagoda.
Oh,
you won't understand why you must have more of this pickle juice.
I understand it.
Yeah, well, it's a big hit. I've heard pickle juice is supposed to be good for hangovers.
Yes.
Maybe the electrolytes or what would be good
very
about
tasty.
That. Very tasty. Mmm.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores, open in June, and as of tomorrow, yeah, they're both open. We've got the store that is south of Milan on Route 67, that's open now from 11 till 8, and the store at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds, that opens tomorrow. We're going to be there on Saturday, June 30th. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Nobody. I don't care. Is this feeling something real? Now, the other guys, they pack up after the 4th of July and they're gone. Uncle Norm's is family owned and they live locally. As a matter of fact, the Violin store is open year round by appointment. Call 563-349-2398 or 563-320-0897. And make sure you check them out at their Facebook page and at UncleNormsFireworks.com.
When the window is open and we can legally fire things off,
yes,
I propose you and I do a show out in the backyard in the heat in July and just every once in a while just light some things off during the podcast. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, we could do that.
Like maybe the show after the remote.
Do you trust Owen to do it?
It depends on what we're lighting
off. Well, there you go.
Yeah. There's some things, yes, but most things, no.
Or maybe we just use a longer punk than him.
That's what they call me behind my back.
The long punk.
The longest.
The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport.
Hello,
home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak and so much more. How about the chicken cheesesteak? Premium grilled chicken and melted provolone cheese, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. It's delicious. You can get one today at Capriati's. Don't forget gift cards for Dad for Father's Day. They're the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. And when you're at Capriati's, mention Nacho Radio and get that chicken cheesesteak, the medium one, for the price of a small one.
Number four. Uber has taken out a patent. They can now tell when you call an Uber, they're able to tell if you're drunk or not by the way you hold your phone. patent submitted by Uber details the system.
Will they not pick you up if you're drunk?
Well, it would be good to know if you're an Uber driver that the person you're picking up is drunk. It would be good to know.
Don't you have to assume that after a certain hour?
Yes. I would imagine after 3 p.m., everybody that gets in the car is hammered.
Everyone after 3 p.m. is hammered.
Well, because otherwise, why are you getting an Uber?
Yeah.
Right?
Why don't you drive in your own car?
Yeah, no, the reason, you know, the reason I called you is
I
can't legally do this. I mean, I can do it, but I can't legally do this.
I can illegally do it.
Yes. Yes. No, I would rather give you $25 than the state of Iowa $9,000. That's the deal I make with this app. It's just
still never used one.
Oh, it's the best.
Still never done it.
It's the best.
Of course, I don't go anywhere anymore.
Well,
but
I gotta get you out of the house.
If I get some of that dog hair out of that car, I could probably do some Ubering myself.
I've been in a couple of vehicles that were more dog hair than anything.
Oh, so, is that right?
I mean, it's not the best, but.
Uber cars?
Most of my experiences have been wonderful. Most of my experiences have been in immaculate.
A dozen times?
I'd say more than a dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. No, it's something else.
Everyone ever kind of freak you out?
No, everyone's been great.
Everyone's been nice?
Everyone's been great, but, you know, I'm a middle-aged man. Mm. Like, that's like these girls in their 20s that get into Ubers. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I hope you have pepper spray.
I don't know how to do anything.
This is the thing about me. People pretty much leave me alone because what would be the point? There's not a lot to hassle with me.
What kind of trophy is that on the wall?
Right? Right?
At this point.
Right? And then, you know.
I'm confused. I'm sorry. Your world scares me.
The thing about Uber that at first I was thinking, too, like, because it's not a conventional taxi thing. Like, am I going to have to make small talk with somebody?
But they don't care?
By and large, they don't want to talk to you either.
Good.
They're like, okay, where are you going? All right.
Let's get you there.
And then sometimes they'll ask if you want to listen to something on the radio. Usually you're just listening to what they're listening to.
Yeah.
And more often than not, it's, you know, something that I don't have a problem with. So off we go.
I mean, I don't suppose you've been in an Uber car for a long distance.
No, just from a place to home or a place to the hotel.
Yeah, so you're talking 5, 6, 7 miles.
We were in Denver, and this guy had a rock garden. The dashboard of his car was this giant rock garden, and he had crystals all over the car.
Uber allows that?
Well, it was in the end. He ended up because the boy wants to be a geologist, it's all he was ever wanted to be. And the cab driver was like, "That's far out. You want to be a geologist, little man? Help yourself to one of my crystals."
Not that one.
No.
Not that one.
Not the one with the carburetor on it, man. No. I don't know what you're doing under the seat, bro.
Not that one.
Yeah, so that was very cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've had nothing but good experiences with Uber. This patent details a system that uses artificial intelligence to identify whether you're exhibiting unusual behavior. And they could choose to deny you a ride if the program thinks you're acting uncharacteristically. For instance, if you're making a bunch of typos... If you're not precisely clicking on links and buttons, the way that you are holding your phone, the walking speed, how long it takes you to request a ride, it's all able to kind of crunch the numbers and see if you're drunk. Now, detractors of this are saying, wait a minute, are these creeps just looking to pick up drunk so that they can have their way with you? Mm. Like they want you to be drunk when they get in the car?
Don't you want me, baby?
Oh, Toto, you were denied.
Five.
I always like that story that when it's like a song that never made it past number two, and you see that like it never had a chance because this song was in its way.
Yeah.
You know? You think, ah.
Well, and a lot of times it can be an artist that has had a much more successful career. Didn't get the number one, shut out by a band that had a lesser career.
Right.
That sort of thing happens all the time.
Right. Songs that peaked at number two. More on that in a moment. But first, number five.
More about number two, but first.
Well, we're going to talk about number two, specifically Kim Jong-un's number two. They had that big photo op last night, this morning, in Singapore.
I had a feeling that before they came walking out, just to really let him have it, I thought the PPG might come walking out on his knees like Dorf.
It's not bad.
It's not. It's
not
a,
bad.
It's a power move. Is
I like what
you.
I like what you're doing there. I like what you're doing there. But
he's
no.
kind of got the dwarf hair.
He does look like Tim Conway, a Tim Conway character. Like if Tim Conway were to do the Mickey Rooney character from Breakfast at Tiffany's, it would be Kim Jong Un. Well,
there is. He could play both. He could play both roles.
Yes.
Well, he's that versatile, isn't he? He can do with the guys and the dolls.
So they were staying at
sorry, it was Sugar Babies.
Staying at one of the world's finest five-star hotels there in Singapore. But
Natch.
King Jong-un brought his own toilet with him to Singapore.
And hooked it up himself?
Everywhere he goes, he brings his own toilet.
That's different.
You know why? According to a North Korean military defector, the leader's excretions contain information about his health status, so they can't leave that behind. They don't want spies in Kim Jong-un's toilet digging around.
Sewer?
Well, what if there's a guy in the sewer waiting for that turd?
Hello, I'm sewer guy.
And then he's digging through the deer leader's crap.
You think you've got a crap job?
I knew that was coming. many of his subjects, you know, suffer from intestinal parasites. He basically is running a concentration camp.
Intestinal fortitude is what
Well, maybe that's
suffered.
What they would find in the crapper, and you don't want that. So, yeah, he brings his own toilet, and then they take his crap with him. They can't leave anything to chance. Those were your top five things.
I think
things.
They might be kind of overthinking it a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
Maybe.
If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO, Uncle Norm's Fireworks. Two locations, one already open in Milan or just south of Milan on Route 67, and then the Davenport store at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds. That opens tomorrow. Right now, their hours are 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. with expanding hours. As they get closer to the 4th of July, why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Visit their Facebook page or the website, UncleNormsFireworks.com. Don't forget, we are going to be doing a podcast from the Davenport location on Saturday, June 30th. We'll have more details as we get closer to that. Remember, all of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. If it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that, and they have the largest selection. And their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, Black Cat, world-class brand, Showtime, and more. If you're getting fireworks, that's where you need to get them. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference, only the very best. And freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. And don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there for lunch or dinner, friends, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only charge you for a small one.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Never made it past number two on the charts.
Blocked by?
Well, I don't have that information. Foreigner Waiting for a Girl Like You was at number two in 1981. Mm-hmm. It was at the number two spot for 10 weeks.
Was that blocked by Betty Davis eyes?
It had to have been. What would have...
In 81?
Yeah.
Yeah. Had to be blocked by that to some
but
degree.
But not for 8 weeks. Something else must have...
Well...
For 10 weeks.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah, that's crazy. 10 weeks at number two. Couldn't get into the number one spot.
I know CCR, the highest that they ever went was number two. Springsteen doesn't have a number one record.
Dancing in the Dark went to number two.
Went to number
Stalled
two.
There, yeah, yes.
Yeah. It got blocked.
Oh, of course. I'm kicking myself for not knowing the answer to this. Because I'm trying to think, what was the monster song of 1981? Olivia Newton-John
Physical sure.
Wouldn't get out of the way. And then when it finally did get out of the way, Hall & Oates, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, went to number one. So
what chances do you have there?
That was Foreigner's biggest hit until I Want to Know What Love Is happened in 1985.
Yeah, that one did go to number one.
Yeah. Madonna's Material Girl went to number two, as did Express Yourself, Cherish, and Frozen.
All of those? Okay.
I know for a fact now, Material Girl, I mean, you think of that as one of her all-time biggest hits. That was blocked by REO Speedwagon's Can't Fight This Feeling. Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone never made it past number two. He got blocked by the Beatles with Help.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that makes sense. Elvis Presley Can't Stop Falling in Love. Prince's Purple Rain stuck at number two. Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. Couldn't get out of the way of Alicia Keys' Empire State of the Mind. Ronettes' Be My Baby stalled at number two. 10cc's I'm Not in Love. Kept out of the number one spot in 1975 by the Eagles, the Bee Gees, and Van McCoy.
The Hustle.
Oh my God. Do it.
Do it.
Do, 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 do. Do it.
Weirdo.
And, you know, my theme song, Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street.
Mm. Yeah, right.
That was stuck at number two because it was blocked by my other theme song, Andy Gibb's brilliant Shadow Dancing. And in a world of people, there's only you and I. I would rather do cocaine than Victoria Principal.
Why can't you do both?
Right? Find the time.
Find a balance.
Make the time.
Get her involved.
That's all I needed to know about cocaine. Victoria Principal, mind you, 1982 Victoria Principal says to Andy Gibb, yeah, Andy, it's the blow or me. And he looks at her, he looks at the blow, and he's like, why are you still in the room then?
See ya, toots.
That's all I needed to know about cocaine.
That's why I couldn't watch Dallas.
That's why, you know, the Len Bias stuff scared me away from it, but the Andy Gibb did a bigger number on me. He ended up burning a hole in his heart with the coke, right?
Did he?
I told you about the time I
met Andy Gibb.
No, I met the Australian Bee Gees.
Oh, that's right. No, I was at a football game when you were trying to relay that message to me, and I couldn't understand what the hell you were talking about.
Yeah, I was at the Hofbräuhaus in Vegas in this room, and it was Oktoberfest there at the Hofbräuhaus, and they were going to have.
How do they get away calling themselves the Australian
this
Bee Gees?
This was Darren. This is why I needed you there, because nobody understood the point I was trying to make.
That's like calling yourself the English Beatles.
Did you see what I'm saying? That's exactly it. Like, if the Australian AC/DC.
Although they are English, but they moved to Australia.
Well.
So I guess they are actually English, but they just kind of grew up in Australia.
I consider them an Australian act.
I kind of do too.
But yeah, the tribute act that was there to crack open the keg was called the Australian Bee Gees. And I'd had a couple beers, and I'm like, can you believe these assholes calling themselves the Australian Bee Gees? I mean, that makes no sense. It's like being the English Beatles. You know? And then my buddies just shut up, and I realized that fake Barry Gibb and fake Robin Gibb are right behind me. And I turn around, and they're looking at me like, who do you think you are to talk about what we do for a living? We're the best fake Bee Gees in the world.
I'll tell you what.
I looked at them and I said, you know what?
You know, it's just jive talking.
I wish I would have been quick enough to think of that. That would have been a good line.
Talking.
No, immediately it's like, last time I was here, it was Siegfried, real Siegfried. You guys are nothing. No, that would have been mean. I didn't say that. I sure thought it, though.
No, you did.
Well, I mean, an Uber ride on the way home, I thought it. That would have been a good thing to say.
I thought about it later.
Thought of another thing. Hey, speaking of cocaine, there is a horse called Walk in the Sun that tested positive for cocaine after a win.
Banned from the state. They said they've never seen that much junk in a horse.
Walk in the Sun.
It won the race after going off 300-1.
This thing... This thing won $1.4 million, and then they tested it, and they found some cocaine in his
They didn't find horse?
Heroin would be a terrible drug to give a horse really if you wanted it to win.
Probably would be.
Why do they call heroin horse?
Just because...
Horses are jittery creatures.
It starts with an H.
Okay, well that seems lazy. Kind of thing you'd come up with if you were on heroin, right?
It's true.
What are you doing? Thank you. So, Snickers.
Ruffles! Cool it.
Quit freebasing. Yeah, Walk in the Sun. They asked the trainer of the horse about this. How did this horse show up with coke in its system?
You got any ideas?
And he said, I have no comment. which I think tells you everything that you need to know about the horse walking the sun. Now, was
you don't think the horse did it on its own, huh?
No, I doubt very much that the Coke was scoring blow in between matches. I doubt that very, very much. I think that's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Here's the deal. We are going to attempt, we're going to make every effort to do a lunchtime show on Thursday. That will be a patron-only podcast.
Yes. So, patrons, you'll be hopefully finding that...
hopefully rewarded on Thursday, yes.
That's our hope.
But we're going to make every attempt.
But sometimes things go sideways.
Sometimes things blow up in your face.
Things go wrong! That's going to do it for this installment. Thanks so much for listening.
I'm in the wrong place.
Until we get a chance to do it for you next time. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
I'm proud of you fellas. You all kept your head on a swivel, and that's what you got to do when you find yourself in a vicious cockfight.